We're speaking with Alan Weatherall, the publisher and co-editor of Worldview Interactive. Can we have a look at sort of things that are involved? News?
Yep.
Features?
Yes.
Testimonies?
Yes.
Teaching?
Yes.
Music?
Yes.
Feedback?
Yep.
Reports?
In the international news section, we have reports from all around the world of what is taking place. And these news reports are interesting because they're reporting on things you won't see on CNN. They're often from the perspective of local Christian workers struggling with the challenges to their faith in their particular context.
Is Worldview Interactive a publication which looks only at international news, or is it a publication which is looking particularly on the Australian mindset?
We realise our primary audience are Australians, and so we want to select news and present it to people in our context. And we know for some people that will be a stretch for them, because a lot of people are not particularly interested in what goes on in the rest of the world. So, you know, we realise we're actually challenging people to think outside their paradigms.
One of the other key aspects today is that there's almost an element where people have become non-readers. And I don't mean that people don't read, but they choose not to read. And that the function of their work, that there's just so much information available today, whether it's from television, whether it's from press, whether it's from radio, whether it's from the internet, that people are looking for bite-sized information,
Perhaps
more so than a magazine. Could you respond to that and the challenges that makes for a publisher?
I can address that question not only from the point of view as a publisher, but also as a designer. I think information, the way information is packaged, has a tremendous effect on whether people are inclined or not to look at it. We've set out in this magazine to make sure it's really well designed, that it's appealing to the eye, that it invites people to look at it. Your comments are valid. I think people are busy. I think we live in a very hedonistic society, very pleasure-seeking society, very leisure-oriented society. So I don't think that as a magazine we're really competing against a plethora of other magazines or written word. I think maybe we're competing against videos and television and computer games, because those are the kinds of things that tend to rob us of our time.
I guess what I'm trying to get here is a picture of the person who is likely to become a subscriber of Worldview Interactive. And we've spoken about people wanting to scan rather than read, and people wanting to touch and feel and rather than necessarily engage the mind in some ways. What do you see as the key benefits of someone reading the publication and then becoming a subscriber?
One of the benefits of Worldview Interactive is that it points to additional resources online. Not only in reading the magazine do you get challenged and informed, but when you go online you get the benefits of being part of the wider Christian community, part of an online community of people that want to talk about issues, who want to express their views and want to examine issues. You know, some of the issues that we face in the modern world are so complex and multifaceted that no one person really can have the final say. And in publishing these articles, we don't profess really to have the final word on these issues. But in raising the issues and getting people to talk about them, we can dig deep and we can actually get into it in such a way that we explore them and come to a deeper understanding ourselves. For example, the issue on war in the last issue, it's a very complex issue, and you know, it looks at the various views that are held towards war down through the ages, pacifism, just war theory, peacemaking, and there are complications with each of those views from a Christian ethics point of view. But in reading the article and in talking about it with other people, things emerge, and it actually helps us to formulate what we believe. And you can apply that to a whole range of issues as well.
How often is the publication due to come out?
Well, because it's a new magazine, we hope it will come out very frequently. Initially, it will look like it will be quarterly. We would like to build that up to monthly. But because we have a completely new, innovative subscription system, we're actually not bound to any particular time frame. That's another unique thing about the magazine.
Well, what is so unique about it?
Well, typically when you're asked to subscribe to a magazine, you're invited to pay an annual subscription in advance. It's a big ask. People have limited funds, so forking out a substantial amount of money is something obviously people can be reluctant to do. We realise also that that's one of the biggest challenges which faces publishers, to get people to come to that point of commitment. With Worldview Interactive, we wanted to make that easier for people. So we've developed a system where people can, through either direct debit or credit card, authorise automatic payments that we will only charge people in that way each time the magazine comes out. So we're actually not asking anybody to pay anything up front. We're just asking them to commit to a small amount of money coming out of their account each time we send them the magazine. So that way we're not locked in to any particular time frame. If we publish 4 issues a year, it'll cost them a very small amount of money. If we publish more frequently, it'll cost them proportionately more. And people can cancel at any time. So they're actually not locked into a substantial outlay of money.
Okay, how can people get hold of the magazine and how can people subscribe?
If people go to the website, there's details on the website as to how to subscribe. They can print off a form there and either fax or post it to us. Or alternatively, if they call me on 03-9754-4744.
And that number again?
03-9754-4744. I would be happy to post them a copy of issue 1 for free. And if they like it, they can then fill out the form in the magazine and post it back to me.
Alan, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.